All right, we're still looking at worship space and how that affects worship. We're looking in this session on decorations and acoustics. The physical space where you worship can be decorated to enhance the worship experience. The common church vision, again, is to walk with God, to walk with God's people, to share our God walk with those who don't have a walk with God. So how does that affect, how do we express our vision in terms of decorations? Banners, a common way that churches will have banners, either with a theme or with images on the banners. Paintings, you can actually put some paintings on the wall that have pictures or sometimes words. A lot of floral, churches will put little trees and plants and shrubs and in season flowers, and it just gives you that feeling like you're, you know, in the garden again. PowerPoint actually can do almost anything. I mean, PowerPoint, you can just use it as a color, as a backdrop, and it can have images, it can have words, you can have videos going, and all these things can create an atmosphere. Sculptures. Sometimes churches will have a series, and they'll just... And a sculpture could be, you know, like two pieces of wood nailed together and then some rubble, and, you know, the rubble might be symbolic of how we come with our broken lives at the foot of the cross. It can be almost anything. It could be made out of paper or anything. Pottery, sometimes pottery symbolic of the abundance that God gives us, or the water. You know, my soul thirsteth after thee, O God, you know, like a deer pants for the streams of water. Water can be symbolic of our relationship to God. The carpet, the color of the carpet, the wall paint communicates something. Words on the wall, some churches will have scriptures that they're memorizing, and they'll actually put the words right on the wall. Drapery, sometimes churches will put drapes and hanging silk, and that'll catch the light, and it will just create a little atmosphere. When I planted a church in Vancouver, we were meeting in a gym, and the gym just looked like a gym. And so we hung 12-foot banners across the front that were different colors, and then we used different size banners all around that gave the gym a feel and a focus right to the front, and it just sort of funneled your eyes right to the front. And all of a sudden, with a few banners hung around the gym, it turned the gym into something different. It became a sanctuary just with those banners. Or number 11, all kinds of creative things. Right now at our church, we're in a series on the book of Ephesians, and I entitled the whole series with a question: who are you? And then each little section of Ephesians says something about who you are. And then some creative person, when you walk into our church, what they did is they took all those words. You are this, you are a child of God, you are gifted, you are rich, you are... And all these things from the book of Ephesians. She made like a big crossword puzzle with all those words sort of crossing with one another. And so when you walk in, you see this on the wall, this big crossword puzzle with all these words that are from the book of Ephesians. So it's like helping people. And then inside... Every week she puts a new banner hanging down with that word for the day. Just creative ways that you can decorate and do something with your space that enables you to worship more fully. We mentioned this before, the difference between art versus craft. Craft is generally just decorations. We think it looks good. You know, we've got banners and they're colorful and they just give you a sense of joy. But, you know, there's nothing symbolic necessarily about them. Art usually has meaning, often multiple meanings, and sometimes hidden meanings, so that people have to work at it. What is that thing? And if you can move towards art, I think it's always a little bit better. That at least when I'm doing something in church, I'm always thinking, okay, what can we do that communicates something? What can we do that is meaningful? The acoustics of the space. Nothing affects sound more than the space where the worship takes place. It can be dead space, it can be live space. and the room can dictate what kind of space or sound you're going to get. Library versus the bathroom. The library sucks up the space or the sound, and the bathroom expands it so much that maybe you can't even understand what's being said. So your space in your sanctuary is going to affect the sound quality, the sound of the preaching, the sound of the singing. Maybe it sounds good from the stage, but it doesn't sound good as a singer. Things that affect sound. What are these things? Carpet versus hard floors. I once had a pin that I could wear, and I got it at some convention, and the pin said, carpet bedrooms, not churches. You carpet a church and it just sucks all the sound. Hard floors will make it more resonant, and when people sing, they'll hear themselves better. People versus an empty building. You have a sound check in an empty building with the worship singers and it sounds really good, and then all of a sudden the people come in and the sound evaporates. Usually the volume has to go up because the people suck up the sound. Flat walls versus stuff on the wall. If you have a flat wall and the sound, the speaker hits that flat wall, it slaps back and you can hear that echo. If you have stuff on the wall, the sound gets a little diffused. High versus low ceiling. The higher the ceiling, the more the sound has a chance to breathe. The lower the ceiling, it's harder to control sound. Ceiling tiles, that's what we had. We had all these ceiling tiles in the building, in our ceiling, and it just ate the sound. So when someone would sing, you're in the congregation and you're trying to sing along, all you hear is yourself. You can't really hear the people around you, and all you hear is yourself, and it sounds really dead, no reverb, and so it doesn't sound very good. So you stop singing, and the person next to you stop, and no one sings because the sound doesn't reverberate and become bigger than just you. The speakers, you put speakers in the ceiling or you put them on the floor, they're higher in the ceiling, the sound can be more evenly distributed over the people. We're going to be putting our speakers in the ceiling, and we're doing array speakers. An array speaker sends a narrow beam, and so we'll have one pointing to the back and then one pointing closer to the front. Analyze your sound space if possible. If you don't know what kind of sound your space is producing, you can analyze it. You can buy a 32-band equalizer and push each band up and see which ones give the most unwanted feedback, and then back those specific bands down. So you have this 32-band equalizer. You take the low and you push it up until it starts distorting and giving you feedback, and then you back it down. Then you take the next one up, and you do the same thing, and you'll find that three or four or five of these bands need to be lower, and some of them need to be a little higher to get the right sound in your room. You can download some room analyzing software and a special neutral mic to do some of this testing, and it will automatically adjust some of those things. Five common problems and what to do about your space and acoustics. The low ceiling and dead space. Try to make the ceiling taking the ceiling tiles out to liven things up a bit. That's what we're doing at our church. Add more reverb to the mix. Get rid of the carpet, if possible. Get hardback chairs instead of cushions on the chair. Hardback chairs will reverberate the sound better. High ceilings to a live space. So you have low ceilings create dead space, but high ceilings might create to a live space. And what do you do? You can build these 2 foot by 4 foot, actually it doesn't matter what size they are, but you build these little frames covered with cloth and backed with acoustical deadening material, the special material, and it has to be 3, 4, 5 inches thick. And you build these little frames, you can make them different colors. We're actually going to put little simple little paintings with special ink that will still absorb sound, and we're going to put them on the back and the sides on our walls, so that we don't get that slap back. Your speaker sends out the sound, then it goes and it hits a flat wall and it bounces back and you can hear it and it's delayed. So it's like you say something and it hits the wall and comes back at you. But now it'll go back and it will hit those cloth little panels you have on the wall. You'll see them in public buildings sometimes. And that just will take away that slap back. Step three, slap back off the back wall. Music doesn't sound clear. The pastor's voice has a bit of an echo. Again, build these 2-foot, 4-foot frames covered with cloth, with acoustical tile. Number four, a lot of feedback problems. You're playing and then it distorts and the sound, it gets that real high buzz going. Get a 32-band EQ and try to eliminate the problem frequencies. A lot of churches, buildings and spaces will have like 3 or 4 frequencies that if you hit that note, the person plays that particular note and the whole building shakes. And if you just, with that EQ, just take those frequencies down, it won't really affect much of the sound because there's 32 bands. And a lot of times you can eliminate those problem frequencies. Or B, make sure the worship team is behind the main speakers. If you're getting feedback and it's distorting and it's, it gets that high ringing pitch, it could be that the singers are getting ahead of the main speakers that are over here. And churches kind of, it's a tough thing because we're singing here and then the people are singing right there and we want to be as close to the people as we can get and we need a speaker in between. So sometimes we want to slowly move that speaker back so, we can cover more ground. But then it starts getting too far behind the singers and then we get all this feedback. So those are five common problems. People don't like to sing because they can hear their own voice. I mentioned that before. I'm singing and all I hear is myself and people aren't that impressed with themselves. If you've ever recorded yourself and then listened to it, it's like, do I sound like that? And probably not. You probably sound better than that. It's just the recording isn't very good. But people, when they just hear themselves, tend to shut down when they're singing. So there is something you can do. It's not easy to do. Big churches will do this. Very expensive to have someone come in and do it. But you can do it on your own. What you really need, what would help, is you need a hard surface on the ceiling so that when they sing, the sound bounces off the ceiling and comes down. So 5 people right here singing, it goes up to the ceiling and bounced down to them, and so they hear all the people around them. But a lot of times, if it's just a flat ceiling, it doesn't bounce down as well. So what churches can do is they'll build these like panels, and they'll slightly turn them. So if that's the front of the stage, they're slanted this way on the ceiling, and then they'll put acoustical tile or acoustic deadening material on the top side so that the speaker sound doesn't get in the ceiling and go all over the place. It sort of kills that sound coming out of the ceiling. But when people sing, that angle of that hard, you put a hard piece on this side, it hits that and bounces right back at the people. And because it's that angle, it does a better job of hitting. Now that's, it's a lot of work. We're looking at how we could do that because we're not going to spend a lot of money on all these things. We have all volunteer labor. We do it all ourselves. And, even the acoustical panels, you can go online and figure out how to make that yourself. If you had to buy them, they cost a lot of money. And certainly these ceiling things can cost a fortune. But we're looking at, how could we make a few on our own and see how it goes? So that's kind of an extreme thing. Just for us, just taking the ceiling tiles out of the ceiling, and now we have a harder surface. I'll tell you, it made all the difference because right now we're in another space in our building, a space that has the acoustical tile, and it's the sound is just dead as can be. So, decorations can make a difference in our worship. In other words, the environment that we're in can make a huge difference and the decorations, what it looks like, but also what it sounds like.